Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K to donate your car today.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
We have two massive sports stories to talk about, here on WEEI Afternoons, and Ted Johnson comes in a bright flowery shirt.
Oh,
so
yeah. You like my shirt, huh? I get comments on this shirt every time I wear it. This is a tip of the cap, an homage to the girls lacrosse team of Union College, the Garnet Chargers, who nuts and bolts, they got screwed out of the NCAA tournament, but that's okay. A lot of girls got honored for their efforts in first, second team mentions. So this is what I'm doing. I'm wearing it for the girls of Union College lacrosse team.
Well, good for them, Ted, and they're better for you cheering for them and representing. And also, I see that shirt, and I just want to participate in some sort of like parlor sport. Like, that's got me fired up to throw some darts, go bowling, or just be a badass.
So Ted Johnson's here. It's 3 o'clock, and Dan Ball. That means it's time for the 3-point stance.
319.
319.
319.
Yeah,
there you go.
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pasternak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A 3-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it's time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. And today's 3-point stance is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you are offended by your manager asking you to play first base, you got to get Glassman. And here's what you do. You call all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories floating around the world of sports, sometimes beyond. Each host will get 60 seconds or thereabouts to present their opening stance on their story of the day, after which we will open up for discussion on each and every one. Our order today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, and then Ted Johnson. Andy, you will lead us off. Are you ready, my friend?
I am.
All right. Well, then your 60 seconds, they start right now.
Okay, so I feel like in a way I was ahead of the curve on this because I said way back when that I thought Bill was being controlled and that if he blinked twice, despite our past differences, I would come get him out of this situation. I would drive up in a van, Fitzy would be with me, we'd throw him in and get him the hell out of there.
Oh, you care about Bill that much, huh?
I just,
whose car are we
man,
taking?
Right, whose car are we taking? I just see another man in trouble, I want to help him, that's just what I do, Ted.
That's just who you are.
But now I think it's worse than I ever thought. The more I hear, the more I hear and see about Bill Belichick and the situation at North Carolina and these back and forth. Something gets reported today from Pablo Torre.
UNC has
to put out a statement that I know is going to be wrong. I trust Pablo Torre. I listened to his whole podcast. I trusted his sources, 11 sources that have worked with Jordan. I trusted it. Just inherently, it's not going to end well for Bill. Then I hear Tim Welsh talking about how crappy the team is. It's like a common thought in ACC circles, and he's still tied into coaching circles down there. They don't have a quarterback. You said it a few weeks ago. They should consider moving on from Bill Belichick, not just because of all the histrionics. He's just not right in mind. He's just not right to do the job. They're not going to succeed. It's worse than I thought it was.
Well, yeah.
Whoa, man, you're on Team Teddy. It's not just the shirt, I hope.
No, it's just that when the man is right, the man is right. And that's a debacle of a program right now that is just giving away money to Bill Belichick and giving away money and getting no return on investment and just bringing in headaches led by Jordan, a.k.a. Alex Guerrero 2.0.
Ooh, that one might stick.
Just telling you.
For Jordan Gates.
It's karma coming back around. Somewhere Brady's like, oh, you kicked my guy out of Gillette? Well, now they're kicking your girl out of Chapel Hill, Bill.
But just think about, I know we'll legislate this further after all three stances, but just think about how embarrassed these guys must be that they would have to put out a statement and then later on would have to recant the statement. She's banned from the facilities. Oh, okay, fine, she's not. And the behind-the-scenes histrionics that probably went into getting that banishment relinquished today, there's so much bad press. You're starting to lead me to believe that cutting bait with the greatest coach ever might be the best thing. It's just...
Wow, it's now unanimous among the three-point stancers?
No, I said you're starting to get me to think that might be in the best interest of the football team.
2 weeks, two statements from UNC. You know, they can't be happy about this.
All right, we'll get to more of that. Forgot the microphone is how you talk on radio.
Jeez, the guy does one lacrosse play-by-play game, and he forgets how to do three-point stance.
I know. They usually take care of the microphone for you on those games.
Really? They got a guy that does it for you?
Oh, yeah.
You do, too. His name is Stiz, but he's over there surfing the internet.
All right. Vaping and having snacks.
All right, let's move on. Fitzy, are you ready?
Yeah, always.
Okay.
Well, he's laughing at his joke.
If you can take a breather from vaping and surfing the internet, I'll give you 60 seconds for your three-point stance, and they start now.
Okay.
Thank you very much,
Stanley. Got me good.
Great story.
You know what would be a great story? A great story would be Jason Tatum coming through in the clutch to deliver a much-needed victory for his beloved Boston Celtics after not showing up and coming through when they needed him, and not one but two consecutive games against their rival down I-95 in New York. And I'm here to tell you that this is more than just putting themselves in a historically deep hole, something they did 2 years ago in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Miami Heat 2 years ago. A comeback they almost completed, boys, until Tatum rolled his ankle, but a minute into Game 7 at the Boston Garden, which had all the energy of Hillary Clinton's election party that night. Tomorrow afternoon at Madison Square Garden, which is technically a circle, the Mecca, the greatest arena in the world, Jason Tatum, you will have, as Tupac rapped many years ago, all eyes on you. This is your opportunity to not only salvage, or rather I should say defend your reputation as a face of the NBA, but also salvage some Celtic pride for yourself, for your team, your beleaguered coach, and everyone who is disappointed that bleed green right now. This is your moment, Tatum. Make of it what you will.
Uh-oh, is this his Eminem? You got one opportunity, one moment. Don't vomit on your shirt, Mom's Spaghetti. He's got a little puke on him from the first two. A
little bit.
A little puke right here.
Little spit.
Actually,
up.
I was going to say maybe a little number one down the shorts.
Maybe.
They don't call you hip-hop heart for nothing with flow like that, Randy. Good Lord.
I got to tell you, the barbs, the salvos are flying fast and furious in all directions from the producer's room today, and I'm here for it.
Love it, Dan Ball. Let's go.
All right, let's move on to...
one lacrosse game.
Ted Johnson's three-point stance. Ted, are you ready?
I'm ready, bub.
All right. Well, your 60 seconds. They start right now.
All right, so this Rafi story, this could be the undoing of the season. This is I picked the Red Sox to win 90 games, but now I didn't see this... coming down the pike. So this has me a little bit worried. Baseball is about good vibes and basically collective buy-in. And basically, like a lot of this, most sports are, the face of the franchise needs to set the example for everyone else in the room. I played maybe for the greatest face of the franchise player ever in Tom Brady, of course, and the entire success for us for those 20 years was basically the ecosystem created by Tom Brady and leading everyone by example. And people who say Breslow should have done his job better or else they wouldn't be in this situation, it's not the point. The point is they went to Rafi and asked him to sacrifice, and he said no. It's not about whether or not he's a good first baseman. A lot of people are saying, oh, he's not good at third. Why put him at first? It's not about that. It's about being asked to do something and him saying no. And reports are, and it's not what doesn't matter what I think, doesn't matter what Andy Fitzy, our fine producers think, or Joe and Saugus thinks. It's about what his teammates think. That is the most important thing. And reports are that his teammates were listening in to his press conference yesterday with a little side eye, like going, huh? Really? His teammates reportedly aren't that happy about it either. That's the main thing, and that's what worries me, is that this Rafi situation could be the undoing of the Red Sox for this season.
Not enough attention is being given to Joe and Saugus and what he thinks about
this. You know what? Joe's got a lot of thoughts, man.
Give us a call, Joe.
Yeah.
Saugus is a great place, man. Don't sleep on Route 1. There's some good eats and good times out that way. Yeah, the problem is just trying to turn around out there.
Uh-oh. Go ahead, Stiz.
No, I'm just saying, Saugus is
Okay. All right.
You know what else is
that's our core.
Don't
Stanley, that's Rutgers. Our core audience. Don't you go making enemies. Let the host do that.
I'm a big fan of the restaurants on Route 1 now. Come on.
Mm-hmm. All right, gentlemen. We have Andy supporting Ted's idea that maybe Bill Belichick may not be cut out for this whole UNC gig. We have Jason Tatum and the Celtics needing to preserve their reputation and earn some respect with their performance against the Knicks. And we have Ted giving his perspective on superstars, the culture that they can establish as it relates to Rafael Devers. So I want to stick on that one for a moment. We spent the 2 o'clock hour talking about Rafael Devers from the fan journalist ish yep. perspective that we have. So, Ted, when a superstar or a frontward-facing personality on a team in a locker room has a moment like that where they have the opportunity to say, I'll do whatever it takes to win, where they can kind of, you know, put their foot in the ground and say I'm doing what's best for the team, and they don't, how does that usually go over in a locker room based on what you've seen, if you've seen anything like that?
Yeah, like a lead balloon, baby. It does not go over well. In fact, I haven't seen many, many cases of that happening, right? I played with guys that, for the most part, that was part of the secret of our success, was guys taking other roles that they weren't comfortable with or diminished roles that they used to have, but now – you know, Bill sees, your role differently, so he's telling you to take a diminished role, but you politely accepted it because you saw what the results were. The mm-hmm. results were that you're winning. So why would you want to be the guy that is the one guy that is saying, no, I'm good. I don't want to do what's best for the team while the team is winning. That's not going to be a good look. And that is not going to play well in that clubhouse. The only thing that Rafi can do if I'm Rafi, I'm hoping that first base situation gets settled without him being there. Whether whoever they put there, I mean, you know, if Abraham's the guy, he's the guy. If it's Romy Gonzalez, it's Romy. But he needs that first base situation to be solved quickly, so people will take the heat off of him. If it doesn't, if it's a problem, if it's a Achilles heel for this team, we're constantly going to be going back to this instance when Rafi basically said, no, I'm good, man. I don't want to do what's best for the team. That's not my job to do that. And here's the thing. Again, Breslow, yeah, you can blame it on Breslow. That's fine. But he didn't take care of that situation. So what are you going to do now? That's what it's about. Rafi, you have a chance to help us out. Are you going to help us out? No? Okay. That says something about the guy, and that worries me, that the face of your franchise is the guy that is not willing to sacrifice. So how can you ask the last guy on the bench to sacrifice if the guy that's at the top won't do it?
Yeah, and I think we could all agree, Ted, that Rafi, after this particular spring as well, before all this fracas broke out in the last 48 hours, needed some image rehabilitation, and this is a great chance to grow a little closer to the fans and showcase, hey, I'm the guy that'll do whatever for this team. I am a better fielder than they said. And he can go through all that. And in regards to your playing days as well, you could almost say the selflessness of doing whatever you're asked on a moment's notice for the betterment of the team, though everyone continues to say, well, technically there never really was this Jedi temple that was the Patriot Way. To me, that is exactly what the Patriot Way, that's what teamwork, that's what sportsmanship is all about, doing what you can to help the greater good, sacrificing an individual want for your team.
You take that 2001 season, you know, the story was Tom Brady coming in. We get that. They're totally honest. But really, there's a story behind the story. The next main story that no one talked about was the sacrifices that certain guys on that team made for the first time in their careers. So, and didn't say anything, didn't stir any waves, didn't, you know, Bledsoe handling that situation was just as big of a story by being classy about it and not making waves about that is part of that 2001 story. And so that's Rafi had an opportunity. He didn't take advantage of that. And I think he missed a huge opportunity. It doesn't feel like he cares what the fans here think of him.
Doesn't.
Like, most faces of franchise in Boston care about mm-hmm. what the fans of the team think about you.
I'll be honest. The more and more we hear, it just seems like he cares about himself. Like, he doesn't care about anything else. Teammates, yep. team, fans, whatever. It's just him. And I go back to, I know Bill has said this. I know Brady has said this, that leadership is doing what's in the best interest of the team, even if it's not in your best interest as a player, right? So the leadership you're getting.
Are you ever going to stop saying Bill said?
He said it.
Oh, my God.
Well, what do you want me to do? He said it.
The,
I covered
guy,
for
the
20
guy that's
years.
In the news every day for all the wrong reasons, and you just keep
I'm
quoting
referencing
him.
The good Bill, the okay. back in the day Bill.
Can I just tell you that he's not the
Anakin
only coach.
Before he became Vader.
He's not the only coach that's ever said these things.
No, I know, but he's the one who said it successfully here.
Gotcha.
It resonates with our fan base.
Gotcha.
Most of our fans are still
it
fans
resonates
of Bill.
With little Andy is what it resonates
no,
with.
No, it resonates with most little Stiz. Little Stiz loves it.
And
he
a little
Stizzeroony.
Okay.
There's a lot of little Andys and little Stizzes that live for a lot of years here in New England with Bill winning.
All right, continue.
This is starting to sound gross.
But he, you know, you get a $30 million, you invested in him. He's supposed to be your leader, your highest paid player, and it's not working. He's not doing the things that you would expect out of that position to the point where you actually had to go out and buy a guy to fix that in St. Bregman. Like, we've talked about this. You didn't pay $40 million just for... The hitting's actually been close to $40 million these days.
And then you paid $30 million, you threw on an extra $10 million for leadership.
For the leadership that you shouldn't have to throw in because you should have a leader, and that you're playing catch up. You're chasing something there. And now it's not just that, because it was one thing to say he wasn't a leader, he wasn't a spokesman. Now he's actually being detrimental, like a negative leader, pulling you talk about the rope getting pulled in different directions. He pulling the rope in the wrong direction.
And not even the wrong. It's like he's not letting us read between the lines like most athletes do. It's like, you know what? I'm just going to kind of vaguely tell you what I think so that you have to, like, you know, pick it apart, pull it apart, and you can't ever really nail me down on anything I say. Rafi's like, you know what? Kaboom! No. Just one statement after the next where you're like, boy, that was clear as day. What he meant there? There's no cloudiness in that. And I've never seen – and that's where part of me goes, the language thing. I can't use that as an excuse, right? I mean, him being so succinct and clear in how he feels is astonishing to me.
And if it was a language thing, the team would push back. If they thought the translation wasn't proper, like they would push back.
It's not a language thing.
It's
guys.
Not a language thing.
I know.
It's give a bleep thing. He doesn't give a bleep about anything other than his role, his job, what he's comfortable with. What I wanted to ask you about, though. So, again, you're in lots of locker rooms. You've been in the pros. You've had agents. You've had advisors. You've dealt with PR people.
Yeah.
Why is no one, whether it's a buddy on the team, he's got to have a buddy on the team, right? Somebody?
No, not necessarily.
Okay, like, so it's not a buddy. He's got an agent.
Have you ever read any article of him? Like, I don't know. It used to be, I thought, you know, not Mookie, but
Bogarts. Well, he's gone, so maybe that. But even that guy. So if let's just go down
it's
that
a
road.
Younger team. I don't
but
know.
But if Bogarts is your buddy.
Agents.
Doesn't he see this and call you? Doesn't he, if he's truly a buddy, not a Belichick, Barkley buddy who hasn't talked for 4 years?
Maybe he's an a-hole. Maybe he doesn't have the friends or the support that you think he should have.
But even a-holes have agents, right? Or PR people.
They
or,
seem to like him in the clubhouse, guys. Like,
he
wasn't ostracized or anything like
that.
Well, hold on.
I wish they'd say that.
No. His comments, Fitzy, is not playing well in the locker room. They might like him. But this situation and what we're talking about today is not playing well in the locker room, despite the fact they might have liked him before he made those comments yesterday.
Because these comments could cost them on the field, could cost them success. A guy like Bregman, who, remember his first press conference? I didn't love it, but when he said, I've won my whole life and I plan on winning here too. So if he looks at this and he's got a guy, I'm planning on winning. I'm doing everything I can. I'm taking bus trips with the young guys. I'm buying suits
for guys.
I'm doing all these little things that I'm trying to create some sort of
and not only that,
culture.
Getting off to the best start in the history of my career.
And meanwhile, this guy, who didn't get off to the best start in the history of his career, in fact, went 0 for his first 19 with 16 strikeouts, still can't hit a fastball, still strikes out all the time, is getting better, but is not all the way back. This guy is now seemingly undercutting what we're trying to build and do. Like, I know that wouldn't sit well with me. Like, the first thing I thought of is that meme on the internet with the kid, the fat kid, and he's like side-eyeing, like, what the hell is going on here? What are you saying over there? That's how I would react to that.
And but it was reported that's how players were reacting to him in real time, and as he's given up these explanations or how he feels.
But then isn't the next step somebody say something, do something, or group of somebody's? Whoever the leadership structure is, whether that's Bregman, whether that's Duran. Maybe Duran's been with him for a few years.
Whoever. But these are people like Bill and Rafi. Everyone. Is anybody talking to him? No one's ever said no. These are the people that have all the money and all the success. No one calls those people out. They just basically, whatever you say, you're right. I don't know. You know, that's too bad, Rafi. And so no one, no. A lot of people wouldn't step in and say something.
All right, so that's what's up next here on WEEI Afternoon. What is the next step for the Boston Red Sox, whether that's Breslow or Cora or leaders within the clubhouse or for Devers himself? How do you try to salvage this? And back to your phone call, 617-779-7937. We see you lining up. Everybody has an opinion on Rafi Devers. Some people even try to defend him. We'll take those calls, too. Those are up next here. But first, Dan Ball, who is not defending Devers anymore because I yelled at him, has what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
I'll let you keep thinking that, Andy. Well, I tell you what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. The Sox begin their six-game road trip tonight in Kansas City against the Royals. First pitch is at 7:40. Boston is 20-19, two games back of the Yankees in the American League East. It's Hunter Dobbins against Michael Lorenzen on the mound tonight, and you can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcand at 6:40 p.m. tonight, and Will Fleming and Lenny DiNardo have the call of the series this weekend. The Celtics, meanwhile, play game three of their series against the New York Knicks tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 tip at Madison Square Garden. Boston does trail in the series 2-0. Two games on the schedule tonight, meanwhile. Cavaliers are at the Pacers for a game three. Indiana's up 2-0. And in the late game, the Thunder are at the Nuggets for a game three. That series is tied at 1. Two Stanley Cup playoff games tonight as well. Maple Leafs are at the Panthers for a game three. Toronto's up 2-0. And in the late game, the Stars are at the Jets for a game two. Dallas is up 1-0. And from around the NFL, here is Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel from earlier this afternoon on this weekend's rookie minicamp.
The whole goal of this weekend is to get them acclimated to the program that we've tried to build over 5 weeks with our players. And so that on Monday, they're ready to go.
Rookie minicamp is being held in Foxborough today through Sunday. And elsewhere, the Texans and rookie wide receiver Jaden Higgins have agreed to a fully guaranteed four-year contract, making him the first second-round pick in NFL history to have a fully guaranteed deal. Want to win groceries and epic Boston sports and concert prizes? Enter the Shaw's and Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes. Just spend $50 or more and check your receipt for your entry code. It's that easy. Official rules can be found at GrandSlamSummerSweeps.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
And I'm assuming the conversation, like, it was with Alex and Craig Breslow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the GM that I spoke with. I'm not certain what he has with me. He played ball, and I would like to think that he knows that, changing positions like that isn't easy.
That was, again, the translator for Rafael Devers. Dan Ball, do you have his name? Because I feel bad just calling him the translator for Rafael Devers. You can get that to me later. Does he have with me, he said, about Breslow? What does he have? Like, yeah. So the word that's missing is problem. What's his problem
with me?
Right?
Yeah,
and
that's exactly right.
So Devers thinks this is a personal thing, personal attack or affront on him from Craig Breslow. He doesn't look at this very simplistically that the team's first baseman just blew out his knee. The team's first baseman is out of the equation, and they're just looking at options to move pieces around, as you referenced, like guys in football move around. Oh, the starting slot corner's out. Somebody's going to bump around. You know, Jonathan Jones, great example. He's been talking to us on WEEI Afternoons in the fall for years, and he's played safety. He's played outside corners, played inside. He moves around. Would he just say, Bill, why would you ask me to do that? What's your problem with me, Bill, that you want to move me outside now? I'm a slot corner.
And if you don't like us, you know, football guys talking, using football, players or the, examples, just listen to the baseball players talk about this. Listen to Kevin Millar talk about, Rafi Devers not moving to first. Listen to Lou Maloney in the broadcast talk about Rafi's reluctance to move to first base. And that should tell you everything you need to know.
Or just look at the guy who was once part of the foundational future of stars with the Boston Red Sox, Mookie Betts, who has bounced all around at an MVP level for the Dodgers. Right? Like, that's a guy.
It's the best example.
Who he could have an attitude. He's an all-time type talent as a player. He could certainly have a Mariah Carey attitude like, no. I do what I do, and don't ask me to do anything else, Dave.
Traveling
Robbins.
With pink toilet paper on the road and all.
Instead, it's like, well, where do you need me? Oh, you need me in center? You need me at second? You need me at short? I can play those, which are also opportunities to kind of embarrass yourself more. Now, I know Mookie's a great athlete, but Devers, they're not asking you to do something that is crazy hard.
Do you know what? It's kind of like, what Kyle Schwarber, when he went to play first base, was he having – he knew that the rest of us knew that he'd never played first base.
Right.
So when he went out there and maybe flubbed it up, did we all go, oh, my gosh, what is he doing? He doesn't even know how to play first base. No, we all said, hey, he's doing the best he can.
Right.
And he had fun with it. I don't understand. Like, that part, there's a disconnect. It's like, Rafi, no one's expecting you to be, like, the best first baseman they've ever seen, but they're expecting you to do what's best for the team. And when you're asked to sacrifice, make the sacrifice, because it leads to hopefully winning baseball games.
So we are looking into what is the next step for Rafi Devers. What's the next step for the Boston Red Sox? What's the next step for Craig Breslow? Does he take his orders from Mr. Devers and go get a first baseman and just end it that way quickly? And do you take your marching orders from that? How? I'd like to also know if a guy like, I don't know, John Henry reads these things, looks at these things. That's a guy that's writing checks for $30 million a year for this guy and probably saying, wait, why did we sign him again to this if he's even aware at all?
Exactly why they signed him, because he got booed at his own convention in Springfield and he was so butthurt about it that they immediately tried to placate the fans by overpaying somebody who we have come to find out is rather defiant, petulant, and selfish himself.
The
That's why.
Text line 774 would also offer up another guy that made the switch, Bryce Harper. Yes, there's a lot of stars. Vlad Guerrero. There's been a lot of stars that have moved.
Bigger stars.
And they moved either because their team needed them to, or positionally wise, something worked out better for the team to put a better lineup on the field. And yet, out of necessity, Rafi Devers basically told them to go, screw, I'm not playing in the field. You're going back on your word. I'm being hard-headed, however you want to paint it. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Steve in Northborough. What are your thoughts on this Devers situation?
Hey, Andy. Yeah, Bowdoin College here.
Nice.
Quick question. Wesleyan, let's go. How good do you think the Red Sox lineup could potentially be if you have Devers at first base, Roman Anthony, you got Myers, like, at their peak this year, like, could this be like a championship-level lineup if everything falls in place? Just want to hear your thoughts.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Yes, do I believe this could be a championship-level team if everything falls in place? Now, he used that phrase. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of, you know, that's the bullpen falling in place. That's the rotation staying healthy falling in place. Sure, if you get an injection of youth, Fitzy's been advocating for it for a while, but at some point, if the young guys come up and they inject some life into the lineup, absolutely. The flip side of that is, if everything falls apart, and this is trending towards fall apart more than it is falling in place, I think this could... the wheels could come off this. Like, this could be... we're already talking about the manager not doing his job. Is he at odds with the general manager? Are they kind of butting heads over this situation? Even though he told us the other day they have good conversations about all this.
Oh, yeah.
This is definitely trending in a negative direction. And, Ted, you were very adamant in spring training, this will work out, when he first said he didn't want a DH. Correct. You were just like, this will work out. You kind of took the Cora approach. Time these things work out. Same thing now? Will this work out?
I'm worried. No, in my three-point stance, this is my whole point.
Not going to work out?
That I'm worried that this can be kind of just this undercurrent or just the little crack in the foundation that is what's going to hold this team back for maybe reaching its full potential. I really feel like those vibes, all that spring training vibes, those actually in spring training that we were talking about, It needs to continue on throughout the entire season because although I think this is a good baseball team, I think to be a great baseball team, everyone's got to be buying in. Everyone's got to feeling good about each other. Everyone's got to feel like, you know, everyone's making the appropriate sacrifices needed to win baseball games if they're going to do it. And this, to me, is a situation. It's different from what we talked about in spring training. I'm worried, Andy. I am absolutely worried that this might be the undoing of the 2025, Boston Red Sox.
Point of inquiry, how many times does Alex Cora, he speaks with WEEI/the Red Sox Radio Network usually once a day. Obviously,
yes.
We get the plum conversation on Wednesdays. So when he talks to Will Fleming tonight or in his pre-recorded conversation that Arcand will play as part of the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show, do you believe that Will Fleming will ask him about this? Will he put his feet to the fire over this?
I don't know that he'll put his feet to the fire. This will have to be brought up. The comments from Devers yesterday will have to be brought up. And Alex will have probably a well-rehearsed, prepared answer. He'll probably handle it well. That doesn't mean it's all under control, I guess I would say.
You know what it felt, guys, when we interviewed him on Wednesday, though? You can tell he's uncomfortable talking about it because I think he knows it's a bad look that he doesn't talk to Rafi. I think he knows that, like, if we all knew 100% sure that he just doesn't bring that up to him, that Alex Cora literally does not walk up to Rafi and say, hey, man, we got to talk about this first base thing, that how that reflects on him. Mm-hmm. I got a little sense that's probably what's happened. That the feeling that he has is he's not feeling real good about this situation, maybe how he's handled it, and he really doesn't want that out there. That's the feeling I got.
Okay, and I think I have a feeling, or I think I have a reason why, Ted. Maybe, just maybe, we've overlooked the fact that the relationship between Cora and Devers could be at an all-time low because Devers is mad at Cora. Because who is at the who's the genesis of Bregman coming to town?
Yeah, it's definitely Cora.
So now so for all we know, Devers might be like, "Hey, screw you, Cora. I wasn't good enough at third." We all know he wasn't, citing Dan's 141 career errors stat from earlier in the day.
He might be mad. He might be mad at Cora, but he's also mad at Breslow. He's
mad at everybody. He's mad at everyone. He's like a child. If you don't tell him what he wants to hear, he's mad at you.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to hear other options, and that's where I get into who can reach him. I thought Cora, this is where I have to be critical of Alex Cora. I like him. I think he's a good manager. But a big part of his value is supposedly about relationships with players and relationships within the clubhouse. And if you have that strong relationship, then you should have open conversations with Rafi Devers.
You know what? He felt, in his mind, my guess is he feels like he used that chip already. That big chip at the beginning of the season was basically, "Hey, bro, we got to ask you to play DH. I know you don't like it." And reports are that he didn't handle it nearly as good as maybe it appeared on the surface.
Right.
So that's Alex going, "Wait a minute. It hasn't been 2 months. I got to go back to him and ask him to do something else that he doesn't want to do. Oh, great." So I think that's part of it, Andy.
But also, we'll get back to the phone calls real quick. I just want to say, in a normal human being, if they're Devers, would expect him to come talk to me, in my opinion. You'd see the conditions that there's an obvious massive change with the team, massive change in the lineup. You'd almost expect, Skip's going to come talk to me and see if I want. I'm not saying you have to play first, but you should at least think he's going to come talk to you because it's just right there for all the world to see. Let's go back to the phone lines. One of my favorite callers, Allison in Cambridge. What are your thoughts on this Devers situation?
Hi, guys. I have 3 points. First of all, Lou Maloney, right after it happened, right after Tristan's accident happened, injury happened, he tweeted out that it would take Rafi a few weeks to be able to learn to play first base. So that Lou Maloney put that out.
Yep.
The second thing is that there's a deep history with Rafi and why he was signed, and also how Xander was the one who helped him to play defense and buy into it. And even last year, he was doing so much better. A lot of the reasons that he has injuries, that he has so many errors, is it was at the same time that with Chaim Bloom here, not valuing defense, not having defense. And so when Trevor Story got hurt last year, Rafi was the one who put his hands on his head and was like, "Oh no," because he realized what it would do for him in the defense. So there's a long, deep history there, but I'd really like to concentrate on is the more recent stuff. And the thing is, the organization has continued to be very bad at communicating things because they put out the way they dealt with. Have you ever had? I've had this with my husband a lot, and it really is when somebody tells you that something is probably not going to happen, and even if it did, it won't really affect you as horribly as it could. And then it always ends up that the thing happens, and it is going to make me as uncomfortable and feel as horrible as I thought it would. They were the ones who said probably Bregman and Nolan Arenado. Remember, with Nolan Arenado, he literally only could play third base.
Yep.
That Rafi and that Nolan Arenado, Alex Bregman, they're probably not going to come. And even if they do, we'll still keep you at third, and then Bregman will play second. So they made this mistake. They should have talked to him. And the thing is, I really do think if they'd given him time, and it didn't have to be dealt with out in public, if in the offseason they said, "We're going to try, last year you really wanted us to get good players. We're going to do it, and we're going to pay him a lot. We're going to pay him. We're going to do this. But we may have to have some changes from you." And that if they had done this and it was kind of offline, he would probably have been better. Which is also the other thing is, I think that probably, unless I find a better option, I think that Rafi probably will end up playing first base if they don't go out and get an Anthony Rizzo or some other first baseman or something like that, or decide to move Christian Campbell. That's the other thing. A lot of the things are continuing badly with this team. And Christian Campbell, I thought he was a second baseman. Well, he's not. I mean, that Heim got a lot of people that are just good athletes who don't play certain positions. I mean, everything
All right, Allison. I hate to cut you off, but
she wound up. That's good. I love it.
I love the passion.
Fire. Love the fire.
I love
from
that.
Allison.
That was like maybe she had a lucky energy. I don't know, but yeah, she was rolling, fired. Baby.
Oh no, she is naturally. Allison is the caffeine of Cambridge.
Every
right there.
Period for her isn't like a stop. It's like a springboard into the next
no
thought.
Doubt.
It's like,
no
oh
doubt.
My god, I ended that thought.
But you
I got
know
this
what?
Other thought.
She's got a lot of good. At least it's succinct to the point. You know, she makes a lot of good points there.
And that's the passion that people are feeling right now because we've talked about it for months. They're invested in the Boston Red Sox. They think they can be good.
Good point.
And now they're seeing a major issue that could derail that passion and the rest of the season. 617-779-7937. We're going to continue to take your phone calls. I see you all lined up. And we'll continue to break down this Rafi Devers situation. Is Allison right? Will he eventually play first base? Talk about that next here on WEEI.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, afternoons.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Here in the clubhouse, thankfully, you know, the relationship that I have with my teammates is great. I don't understand some of the decisions that the GM makes. Next thing you know, someone in the outfield gets hurt and they want me to play in the outfield. I think I know the kind of player that I am. That's just where I stand.
This Rafael Devers situation makes me feel bad. But this rejoin makes me feel oh so good.
Good,
Rafi
oh,
is not old. Doing it.
What year is this, man? This is
was a long time. This is like early 90s or mid 90s.
Yeah, early 90s,
yeah.
Man.
God, that was the voice of Davison Perez. I finally got the name right. He is the translator for the Boston Red Sox, the translator for Rafi Devers. And as I said earlier, if you want to claim maybe something's getting lost in translation or Mr. Perez isn't doing a great job, other translators have dabbled in this Devers audio. And if anything, it seems like Davis and Perez softened it just a little bit and kept it a little bit.
You can believe that.
Which I want the raw. I want the raw, uncut stuff to some degree. But yeah, Rafi Devers doesn't want to play first base. He has pointed the finger at Craig Breslow and the organization for going back on their word. He's acknowledged that he's being hard-headed, or that they believe he's being hard-headed. And it would appear we're at an impasse. No. I will say, Dan Ball got me during the break. He goes, "Hey, guess who's at first base tonight?" And I go, "Devers?" And he goes, "No." He got me. He actually got me.
I couldn't believe it worked, honestly. I really couldn't.
Yeah, I'm a little embarrassed. But,
that's awesome.
You delivered it well. Nice job, Dan Ball. So let's get back to the phone line, 617-779-7937.
Dan is so happy right now that he got you.
He's got a big, grin on his face.
About time I got the upper hand here.
Rob and Swamskit, what are your views on Rafi Devers and what's going on?
Well, happy rainy Friday to you, gentlemen.
Same to you, bud.
Mm-hmm. Doing well. So I've got a solution, I believe, and I think it's airtight. It goes like this, and in exactly this order. Next Red Sox home game, Cora pencils Devers in the lineup for first base. At the top of the first inning, when he refuses to go out onto the field, Cora needs to go to him and say, "Please leave the bench. Please leave the locker room. Go home." The next day, Breslow releases him for insubordination and conduct unbecoming of a baseball player. They owe him $0. Spend your money elsewhere.
Strong.
Thanks
take.
For the call, Rob.
Very strong.
I'm not sure it's airtight given the MLB union, and I'm not pretending I know about MLB contracts and all that. I just don't know that that's an airtight solution.
Yeah, and I don't know. I feel that is the nuclear. I mean, you do that. I don't know. I just don't know what the domino effect of that. That is a drastic, drastic move. And you know what that does? That shows that you have no control over your team.
Right.
In my opinion. But that's an impassioned fan right there who's not happy at all.
It's addition by subtraction, but I don't know if it's enough addition by that subtraction. Like, you're losing
your
two-hitter.
You don't want to cut off your nose to spite
your
face.
Okay, you feel good about yourself. You showed him, Fitzy. You got rid of him. Yep. And now you lost your
Can we see if maybe we can work this out first?
Yeah.
Can we maybe? I know it sounds bad after the comments yesterday, but I don't know. Maybe like just like the DH thing, time healed, right?
Yes.
And he's gotten good at being a good DH now. And so maybe the same thing needs to happen here. A little bit of time needs to pass, Fitzy, before you start getting to those kind of suggestions.
But the nuclear option needs to be considered. That's why countries actually have the nuclear option, because it needs to be considered, or at least shown, like that's a muscle flex. That's a stare across the bar. That is the detriment. That has to be a deterrent. That's well within their rights to be able to do something like that if Rafael Devers refuses to do his job. And like you said way back at the start of the show, Andy, about the contract with Chaim Bloom. There is no writing, to the best of our knowledge. There's a promise, which some people will say, well, that holds up in a court of law as well, that, you know, he can play third base. So that's already been broken. So you add that, the heartbreak with that, to Cora bringing in his guy to play third, which Devers wanted so badly. And that's how you end up here. And I don't know if there's any way Craig Breslow could have possibly fixed this contractual and emotional impasse in the offseason.
Is it possible that Devers is just all talk?
Yeah,
I mean maybe. Based on the first way it played out, he sounded really dug in then.
Not like this though.
But maybe he's just all talk.
Maybe
it's bite. All bark, no bite.
Yeah, all hat, no cowboys. I like to say, you know.
I knew you'd have one.
That's very true. That's interesting. I mean, you know, so like, hey, let's talk about this at the end of next week or the end of 2 weeks and see where we're at. I mean, the thing is, and here's the thing: at the end of the day, I think what's bothering us, the core is bothering is most of us, is he was asked and he said no on no uncertain terms. It wasn't like, I'll think about it, you know, okay, I'll try, and it didn't work out. It's just that it feels as though doing what's best for the team is not even close to being a priority for Rafi Devers, and I think that's what's letting fans down.
Yes, Dan Ball.
I've been doing some rudimentary MLB contract law via Google and AI while you guys were talking.
That's why you're the best producer in the business, by the way.
Thank you. A player can be placed on the suspended list for insubordination, which is a form of disciplinary action. This can happen if a player violates team rules, refuses to follow instructions, or exhibits a lack of respect towards team management.
Refuses to follow instructions. You might argue he may have already shown a lack of respect towards Breslow, but if I write his name at first base, that's an instruction, right?
We don't know that they've ordered him to play first.
I think you could use that language to then try.
I don't know. Strong arming him right now is the best way to go about it.
It is definitely not the best way. And you just said why it bothers some of us so much. I think there's two things. Well, you're a fan and you want what's in the best interest of the team. You're investing your passion. I also think there's a lot of us that look at it and say, if my boss told me to do something, I'd have to do it.
Yeah.
And
we don't make a fraction of what he makes.
Right. And you start to put do your job. Just like we all have bosses. Yeah. We all do our damn job, right? That kind of thing. And it's not the same thing. It's not the real world. He's a $30 million baseball player. So that's the world he lives in. 617-779-7937. Lines are loaded. We'll continue to take your calls on the Boston Red Sox. But we got to talk a little Celtics, a little Jason Tatum, a little must-win game, a legacy game at Madison Square Garden on Saturday afternoon. A little Celtics mixed into our Sox talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.